Praise the Lord, everybody.
Praise God indeed. I hope everyone's doing well and had a wonderful day. What a powerful service we had this morning. The message was just, I just call them spot on, just something the Lord knows that I needed to hear, and I hope everyone else. All of you watching online, welcome to First Pentecostal in Villarica. Make yourself at home. We're just going to just worship the Lord. We're going to go ahead, if y'all would, just stand. We'll go to the Lord in prayer as we open up our service. I don't know about y'all, but I just really look forward to coming to the house of the Lord. Just rejoice about being here. Praise the Lord. Anyone on my right side have a spoken prayer request tonight? Anyone in the congregation? I don't want to miss an opportunity if somebody did. There's so many that's been going across the flash text and all. All righty. Praise God. If you have an unspoken prayer request, just show by the raising of your hand.
Yes, amen.
Yes. God knows. He knows each and every one. Our most gracious and heavenly Father, Lord, we just praise your holy name.
Yes.
Lord, we just want to lift you up and honor you with everything that we are, everything that we'll be. Dear Lord, we thank you for your love, your mercy, and your grace. Dear Lord, for the opportunity to gather in your house and in your name. Dear Lord, may we turn all of our attention on you now. We just want to release everything that's troubling us, every situation that's come forth. Dear Lord, you see the hands that were raised. You know the depths of our hearts, those cries that you hear. Lord, we're asking for healing, for touch. I know there's procedures that are going forth this next week. I know there's second opinions the doctor's taking for. I know you can heal back situations, dear Lord, cancer. Lord, for those that have lost a loved one, dear Lord, we ask you just be with each and every one. And dear Lord, for each and every hand that was raised, we place them in your mighty hands. Lord, we thank you now. We ask you to bless our pastor and his family, Lord. Strengthen them as they go about your business. And dear Lord, we give you all the honor and all the glory in Jesus' name. And everybody says, amen, amen. Amen. Let's give the Lord another hand. Everybody's mic'd up. I want y'all to sing with us as we do this. How great is our God. Y'all just us doing this congregation this morning.
The splendor of a king, clothed in majesty, let all the earth rejoice, let all the earth rejoice.
Our God, sing with me, how great is our God.
Praise God. He is great and wonderful. You may be seated if you can. I just, as Sister Jennifer was singing that earlier when they were practicing and she was getting warmed up this evening, there's no other way I could put it. You know, I can say so many things, and I know a subject that's been heavy on my heart, and y'all heard part of the message Wednesday night, but choose this day who you will serve. And my God is great. The message this morning, not letting other situations change that direction that we're headed, because God is greater than anything that I could ever say or anything that we can do. Anyone watching online, if you have a prayer request or a need, just place it in God's hand with faith, knowing that He will. And God is so great. God is so wonderful. We're going to go ahead and continue with the service. I could just do that song all night long, I think, because God is great and He's worthy to be praised. We're going to go ahead and take up the evening offering. Have one announcement as they come up, unless there's some more. Don't forget, I had mentioned this morning, and this Wednesday night, I got my dates, I'm not looking close enough. The 10th, this Wednesday night, if you have anything that you'd promised to bring in, some more stuff came in this evening for the Operation Christmas Child for the shoe boxes. We just thank you so much for all that you're doing. I've just been asked to give you all a special thank you for all the wonderful support for this ministry. Also, if you're still helping with the monetary donation on mailing them, we still have until Sunday morning on that. But Saturday the 13th at 2 p.m., there's going to be a packing party. If you'd like to be involved or like to help, let Miss Elaine know, and she'll let you know what's going on. But it's going to be a wonderful time. Real excited. Y'all are going to be very surprised when you see the abundantly blessing that God is providing for these gifts and these children. Praise God. I know there's other ministries going forth, and I know there's other announcements. Is there anything that want to be brought forth tonight? All righty. Praise God. Well, we're going ahead and take up the evening offering. Brother Jim, would you ask the Lord to bless our offering, please? She's coming up. We also, for those of you that are on the text blast or those that you aren't, right before I turned off my phone before service, I saw another sister had put in a prayer request, and she said the Lord knows. So as we talk about these prayers and as we lift hands, those spoken and unspoken, I just want to say that's how loving God is. We don't have to know. But he does. And we're just going to continue to all these prayer requests and just let the Lord just handle each and every situation. Sister Susan.
You. want to testify before I sing tonight. Sister Karen was singing about giving thanks. Well, around 11:30 last night, my brother that was here that got to come a few weeks ago, he's working at a paper mill, and one of the big tanks exploded, and it landed on another one, and everything that was in it came out, and it can catch on fire. But thankfully, my brother's okay. They don't know until they start cleaning if there's anybody that's hurt or has passed away. Or I'm just thankful my brother's okay. I thank the Lord for protecting him and keeping him safe. All of his kids need him. He's got a slew of youngins. So I'm thankful the Lord has kept his hand on him. God sent his son. They called him Jesus.
I'm Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus, that you live for us. This song came to my mind this morning when Brother Eddie was preaching. When the children of Israel, or the 10 spies, were saying, they're too great for us. They're too much for us. They just needed to be reminded that the battle's not theirs. We're going to sing Little David. The battle's not mine, said Little David. Lord, it's thine. I'm in your favor. I've given it all to you. I knew not what to do, and I'm so glad you've let me see. You're really all that I need, for the battle's not mine. I give it to you, Lord, it's thine. Little David, oh so small, Goliath, oh so tall. Odds were just too high for little David. So he shook off all of his load, for with the power of God he was clothed. He said, the battle's not mine, I give it to you, Lord, it's thine. The battle's not mine, said little David. Lord, I've given it all to you. I knew not what to do, and I'm so glad you've let me see. You're really all that I need, for the battle's not mine. I give it to you, Lord, it's day. Seems to be the end for little David. Just like the lion and the bear he stood. Oh, Goliath will come down too, for the battle's not mine. I give it to you, Lord, it's thine. Now little David, tall. Now Goliath seems so small. Sweet victory had rang for little David. Cause he gave the battle to one with a record for getting things done. He said, the battle's not mine, I give it to you, Lord, it's thine. The battle's not mine, said little David. Lord, it's thine, I'm in your favor. I've given it all to you. I knew not what to do, and I'm so glad you let me see. You're really all that I need, for the battle's not mine. I give it to you, Lord.
Even though the battle's not ours, how many times do we try to take it on and fight it anyway? Instead of releasing it unto the Lord. Amen. If we would just have the faith as a grain of mustard seed, the Bible says, mountains could be moved. Amen. How many loves the Lord tonight? Praise God. So good to be in the house of the Lord. Good to see each and every one of you. We appreciate you coming out. on this Sunday evening. I really want to confess to you, I have a couple of thoughts on my mind, and I'm not going to preach two messages, so be at ease, peace be still. But I'm going to try to combine those thoughts if I possibly can. All this evening, ever since this morning's service, the Lord has been dealing with me on a couple of different thoughts, and I guess you could tie them together, maybe, in some way, but they're both really good thoughts because they come from the Word of God. And we're going to start tonight in the book of St. Mark, one of the Gospels. On an occasion where great and mighty miracle, I don't know why we attach great and mighty to miracle, because all miracles are great and mighty. Man, the healing of a headache is a great and mighty miracle, just as the healing of cancer or and a heart attack. I mean, nothing should be placed degrees on the majesty and the greatness of God's ability to heal. But I want to start tonight in the book of St. Mark in the 10th chapter. And I pray tonight that God would allow me to portray to you what he has laid upon my heart and what I've been thinking or on my mind and on my heart and my spirit this afternoon. In the 10th chapter of the book of St. Mark, beginning with verse number 46, Jesus and the disciples were traveling, and in verse 46, and they came to Jericho. Everybody say Jericho. And as he went out of Jericho with his disciples and a great number of people, everybody say great number. Blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the wayside, or the highway side, begging. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And many charged him that he should hold his peace. But he cried the more a great deal, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. And they called the blind man, saying unto him, be of good comfort, rise, he calleth thee. And he, casting away his garment, rose and came to Jesus. And Jesus answered and said unto him, what wilt thou that I should do unto thee? And the blind man said unto him, Lord, that I might receive my sight. And Jesus said unto him, go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole. And immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus in the way. Can we pray? Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you tonight, God, for the opportunity to stand. Father, I pray your blessing and your anointing, God, upon this service. Pray, God, that you would just bless and use this vessel, God, that you might get honor and glory. God, anoint these lips of clay, God, that I may speak that you would have us to hear. Father, I pray for deliverance tonight. I pray, God, for victory. Pray, God, that you would move on this congregation. We know that there are many needs. We know that there's many afflictions and sicknesses in the land. Death seems to be at an all-time high. Father, we pray not only for your comfort, but God, we pray for your blessing and your anointing as well. Heal those who are sick tonight. God, save those who are lost. And Father, make us stronger in our faith toward you. And we'll look to you to give you praise and honor and glory. For we ask these blessings in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. You may be seated tonight. We have an account of another miracle that Jesus has performed. And he's performed many, many miracles. I thought it was quite unique that this miracle took place in Jericho. Many remembers in the Old Testament when Joshua and the children of Israel were on the outskirts of Jericho looking in. And the Lord had already told him that I'm giving you this city. And a great mighty miracle was performed that day as well. But the Bible says that Jesus and his disciples, according to St. Mark, were walking through Jericho. And on their way out of the city, there was a great number of people surrounding Jesus and maybe following Jesus because of what he was and because of what he had done. They had witnessed many miracles. They had seen him and had heard of him breaking bread and fishes and feeding thousands of people. And in one place, the Bible says his fame begin to be spread abroad. So many people had heard of this master, this teacher, this Christ. And they were following him, and evidently blind Bartimaeus began to hear and know that Jesus was in fact passing by. And as Jesus and the disciples and the envoy that was with him began to walk down the streets out of Jericho, Bartimaeus, along with the crowd, now you got to understand, the crowd was probably very boisterous. There's probably a lot of noise, probably a lot of celebration, probably a lot of people following the Lord and proclaiming him as Christ. But yet Bartimaeus, loudly as he possibly could, began to call on the Lord, and he began to say, "Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me." I want to remind us that no matter how much noise there is around us, no matter how much there is to distract us, the Lord always hears our praise. Regardless of what we're going through, regardless of what the world is doing, when we begin to praise the Lord, I believe that the Lord listens and honors our praise. So this went on for a little bit, and Jesus stops. The Bible said he stood still. And he beckoned for Bartimaeus to be brought unto him. And this question that Jesus directed toward Bartimaeus has been on my heart all day long. As I was reading that particular passage of Scripture, first of all, after I had gotten home and sat down and was just kind of resting, this whole scenario began to play out in my mind. And I went and got the Bible, and I began to read about this wonderful miracle that took place. And I began to think about one particular thing that the Lord did. Not only did he stop and take notice of Bartimaeus, but he called for him. He called for him to be brought to him. Now, the remarkable thing, soon as Bartimaeus heard that, he stood up and has already been proclaimed and said, he threw his coat away, signifying that he was going for his healing. We've all been told and understand that cloak that Bartimaeus had was a sign that he was blind and was a beggar and dependent on what other people could contribute to him. But as soon as the Lord called him, he cast that away. He had no need of it forever. That was faith, his faith, believing that the Lord was going to answer his prayer. So as he approaches Jesus, Jesus says, "Answered and said unto him, What will thou that I should do unto thee?" And this thought came to me. What would you ask of Jesus? You know, as we read that, we might interpret that Jesus didn't know what Bartimaeus needed. You got to understand, Jesus knows everything. Jesus knew that Bartimaeus was going to be by the wayside ever before he reached Jericho. I don't believe that anything that happened in the Word of God and in the four Gospels was a surprise to Jesus. The Son of God knew everything. Amen. He knows everything about you. He knows everything about me. He knows what's going on in your life right now. He knows what hindrances are there. He knows what joys are there. He knows your dedication. He knows your faithfulness. He knows your true love. He knows those things in our heart. We cannot hide our heart or our thoughts from the Lord Jesus Christ. But it really made an impression to me when the Lord asked him, in other words, "What do you want me to do for you?" What one thing, given the opportunity, as if Jesus was walking down this aisle tonight, and we know that spiritually he is. I hope we all understand that Jesus never misses a service. You ought to give the Lord praise for that. He's always here. We feel his spirit now. We know that he is with us. Amen. So many people I've heard testify that when they walk in the door, they can feel the presence of the Lord. That should not be an abnormal thing. That should be the norm. Amen. If we walk into this place and we don't feel the presence of the Lord, every one of us should come to the altar and begin to pray, Lord, visit us again with your Spirit. Let us feel that anointing, that presence. Because without feeling the presence and the anointing of God, we're just here singing a few songs and maybe dismiss and go home. But thank God there is a very present help in the church tonight. That is the Lord Jesus Christ. He's here to help us, to strengthen us, to comfort us, and to lift us up. And I'll even go a step further. He's here to ask you, what do you want me to do? The message title, if I had one, would be, what would you ask of Jesus? Now, given an open-ended question like that, your mind might begin to race at the many things that I would like to ask of the Lord. I would imagine that Bartimaeus, being dependent on others, had very little material gain. Probably just depended on day-to-day, hand to mouth, his very existence. According to this, the question that Jesus asked, Bartimaeus might have been prone to ask, Lord, would you fill up my cabinets? Lord, would you give me a bank account? Lord, would you give me a place to live? So many things began to cross my mind, given the opportunity, if Jesus asked us that question, what would you have me to do unto you? But without any hesitancy, without thinking of anything else, Bartimaeus says, Lord, in one translation, he said, Rabboni, which means master or teacher. He recognized the deity. He recognized that Jesus was the Christ, the Messiah, and he believed that he was able to do all things. When given the opportunity to ask of Jesus Christ, we first must believe that he is able to do what he said he could do. He's able to supply our needs. He's able to heal our body. He's able to make a way. So many times we think, Lord, you know, I've got to pray, I've got to fast, I've got to do all of it, and all of that's wonderful and good. You need to be doing that before you even ask of the Lord. But when the opportunity arises, you given the opportunity to ask of the Lord, this is what I need right now in my life. Then I would dare say, given the opportunity, every single one of us would have one desire at least to ask of the Lord Jesus. So I want to take you back. I want to take you back to the streets of Jericho. And as Bartimaeus is sitting there, I want you to transform yourself as though you were sitting by the wayside. Jesus is passing by. Jesus now is passing by in a fleshly body, still the Son of God, still the great I am. Still the first, the last, the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning, and the end. And he's walking down the street, Brother Jim. And he calls you out. Why? I think it's because Bartimaeus was praising him, recognizing him as the Son of David, knowing that he was the Son of God, but knowing also from what the Scriptures tells us, he was from the root of Jesse. He was from that generation or that genealogy, amen, and meaning that he was born of one of the sons of Jesse down in the house of lineage. You can bring it all the way down and know that his earthly father was Joseph, but his heavenly father is God Almighty. I believe that Bartimaeus somehow, some way, had the knowledge enough to know that this is my one opportunity. This is my one chance to receive from the Lord Jesus Christ my healing and my eyesight. Now, the Bible doesn't tell us exactly how old Bartimaeus was, but in my estimation, he was probably a grown man. I would imagine that maybe he had been blind from at least birth or if not for a long, long time. And I would imagine that he had a lot of needs, a lot of desires, and he had this opportunity to ask of Jesus, because again, Jesus said, what would thou that I should do unto thee? Jesus knew he was blind. He knew his condition. He knew everything there was about him. But I really think that the Lord wanted to see what was first and foremost in his heart. I don't know about you, but sometimes my prayers are full of contraband, are full of other things that maybe I'm really not asking from my heart. But there are times when I have a need. There are times when I feel that, Lord, it's got to be you. If it's not you, then nothing else is going to be able to meet the need that I have in my life. And it is first and foremost. And given the opportunity, I cry out to Jesus, Lord, I need you to help me in this area. I need you to lift this burden. I need you to heal my body. I need you to touch my family, whatever the case may be. Jesus called him. He came up. Imagine this, face to face with Jesus Christ, the Son of God. And Jesus asked him, what do you want me to do? In other words, what would you like to have? Given that opportunity tonight, what would you like to have? What's the one thing that you would ask sincerely of the Lord Jesus Christ? So much so, to believe it to be done instantly. I thought of Bartimaeus. And he could have went into this long thing about, Lord, you know my condition and it's been this way, but he said, Lord, I just need to see. That's my heart's desire. I'm not asking anything else. I just want to see. I just want my sight. I just want to be able to see. Then if I can see, I can be able to take care of myself. I can be able to meet those needs. I can be able, Lord, with the strength I have, the other parts, my other senses, I just need to see. And Lord, this is my opportunity. And I'm asking from the heart. I believe many, many times when we ask of God, we're not sincerely asking from the heart. But if we ask believing, the Bible tells me that all things are possible. Even the things that are impossible with man are made possible by God. Can I get a witness anywhere tonight to let me know that there is a testimony that God can do what nobody else can do if we believe him for it? So he says, Rabboni, Master, I just want to see. I want my eyesight to be restored. And immediately, and Jesus said unto him, go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole. And immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus in the way. That's only one account of Jesus meeting instantly the needs of others. There was the woman with the issue of blood. That was first and foremost on her heart and on her mind. Nothing else mattered except getting to Jesus. And she didn't even ask of Jesus. She just said, if I can but touch the hem of his garment, I will be made whole. And she was instantly healed. Jairus made his way to the Lord. Jesus said, my daughter is dead. Can you come to my house? And Jesus went there and raised Jairus' daughter from the dead. He went to Lazarus because of Mary and Martha. He waited until after Lazarus was dead. But their need, their desire, was to bring their brother back. There are times when our needs overshadow our desires. There's times when we really need to believe and ask of God. And I thought tonight, Lord, if we could concentrate on that, just one surface, the very needs that we have, be honest and sincere with the Lord, given the opportunity. Now, Jesus is not walking in flesh tonight, but how many believes his spirit is still here? How many believes he's still able to heal? He's still able to deliver. And he's still able to make whole. And that's the one thought that was on my heart. The other thought was, they're burdened all over the world today. They're burdens in the church. They're burdens from Christians. And I thought about a scripture of all the healings that the Lord had done. And I want to focus our attention on the book of 1 Peter, chapter number 5, verses 6 and 7. Peter writes, "Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you." I think often we understand and realize the majesty of the Lord, the greatness of the Lord, the healing ability, the miracle performing ability of our Lord and Savior. Sometimes I think we fail to realize how much Jesus really cares for us. He cares about what bothers us. He cares about the burdens that we may bear. He cares about our welfare. He cares about our health. He cares about our joy. He cares about our happiness. And if the Lord spoke to you tonight individually, because I believe that the Lord chooses certain times to bless and to touch and to anoint, I know we call on him and we ask him, but there's times like that parent just wants to bless and love their children, even when their children don't ask for anything. You ever, as a parent or grandparent, you just wanted to give your kids or your grandkids something, just maybe it was a hug or just a little trinket or something, because you're thinking of them, and they didn't ask for anything, but because you care for them and because you love them, you just want to give them their heart's desire. You know, Penny and I have been asking the grandkids, make a list and let us know what you want us to get you. We realized a long time ago that we don't know what to buy kids anymore. I mean, you know, they're outgrowing toys, and there's certain things, so we want a list of them, so we ask them. You know, now that we're not doing like Jesus did. We didn't say one thing. We said, make a list, and we're going to try to, you know, buy something on that list. But, you know, sometimes that's even hard for them to write things down, exactly what they want. But tonight, if Jesus spiritually is in this place and he's asking you individually, what would you have me to do unto you? What would you ask of Jesus tonight? You know, in that scripture in Mark that talks about blind Bartimaeus, preceding that, some of his disciples, in fact, the two, James and John, the sons of Zebedee, were basically given that same opportunity. As they were walking and traveling and talking and fellowshipping, and the disciples talked among themselves, and James and John happened to come up to the Lord, and they had a request, and he said, what would you have me to do for you? And they said, Lord, that we may sit on the right side and on the left side of you in your glory. Jesus' words were not exactly what James and John wanted to hear. Basically told them, you're asking a very difficult thing, to be able to be baptized with the baptism that I am going to go through. Basically knowing the crucifixion and all of those things, you've asked something that is not in my ability to give you. But then he began to tell them about being a servant and being a minister and not wanting to be recognized as sitting on the right hand and on the left hand. So when we ask, we don't need to ask amiss. We need to ask sincerely from our heart the one thing. And I want you to think. I'm taking time purposefully because I want you to think about it. Given that opportunity, is there one thing that rises above the other needs or other desires in our life? I'm not saying that God is limited to only answering one thing. But sometimes if we get earnest and sincere from our heart to believe for that one thing, I believe tonight is the night to do that. I almost use this topic tonight, and I'm going to try to bring it in, lay your burden down night. This is the night to lay your burden down. Because probably several of us have a type of situation or a burden, burdens can be in so many different areas. It can be stress. It can be anxiety. It can be frustration. It can be sickness. It can be affliction. It can be many, many things that, Satan hits us with. Or sometimes it's not even Satan. It's just things in our life that kind of cause a hindrance, a burden in our life. And that's the other point that I wanted to bring tonight. Because God cares for us, He wants to lift that burden. But you need to be called out. You need to come down. And you need to lay that burden at Jesus' feet. Come unto me, all ye that are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. How many knows that the rest that Jesus gives is the best rest that we could have? That's the spiritual rest. I'm going to ask our music if they would come tonight, because I want to bring this song into this. Lay your burden down, because God does care for us. And if you've carried that burden for a while, tonight is the night, I believe, to lay that thing down, to get rid of it. Maybe we've tried it before, just as maybe Bartimaeus tried in his way to be able to see. But he knew his opportunity was there, because Jesus was walking by that day. That is the day. This is the day, I believe, that the Lord has chosen for First Pentecostal Church tonight. If you have a burden of any kind, of any type of situation, I want you to lay that burden down tonight. Would you stand? 164, you can sing with me if you want. It says, leave it there. Don't take it with you.
Man.
I don't know what to do.
If the world from you withhold of its silver and its gold, and you have get along with meager fare, just remember in His word how He feeds the little.
my faith. God, I'm getting victory over it. Hallelujah. Those that have already come close, we're going to pray. But I believe there's others here tonight. Whatever that situation is, come lay it down at the altar. Hallelujah.
So hard, God cannot solve it. There is no mountain so big, He cannot move it. There is no storm cloud so dark, God cannot calm. Sorrow so deep, He cannot soothe it. If He carried the weight of the world upon His shoulder, I know, my brother, that He will carry.
your heart, God cannot solve it. There is no mountain so tall, He cannot move it. There is no storm cloud so dark, my God cannot calm it. Sorrow so deep, He cannot soothe it. If He carried the weight of the world upon His shoulder, I know, my brother, that He will carry me. I'm so glad that Jesus lifted me. I'm so glad that Jesus lifted me. Sing it, glory, hallelujah. Jesus lifted me. was in trouble, Jesus lifted me, singing glory, hallelujah. Jesus lifted me. I'm so glad Jesus lifted me. I'm so glad Jesus lifted me. I'm so glad that Jesus lifted me. Singing glory, hallelujah. Jesus lifted me.
Until she touched me. Praise God. As we started our service for how great God is, and as we get ready to close, I want to say how great our God is. Through the love of Jesus Christ and His precious blood that He shed for you and I, those stripes that He took for the healing, for the mending, for the placing back together those things that are so easily broken apart. We're just placing it all in God's hands. All hearts and minds clear. Praise God. What a powerful, powerful message. What a powerful service. We sure appreciate each and every one of you here. Those that are watching online, we appreciate and love each and every one of you. As we get ready to depart, if there's any other prayer requests or any needs, please know this altar is open. We'll pray with you. Just want to continue to remember all those sick and shut in prayer, those that aren't able to be with us for whatever reason. I know of two procedures being done this week. One is a second opinion. One is actually a procedure. Surgery involved in both situations. We're just going to place them in God's hand. And there's so many others that I know are going through right now. But we love you. Any other needs this evening? All right. Well, what we're going to do is we're just going to go ahead and say a prayer and dismiss. But I'm going to ask you each and every one just to stay in prayer as we go forward. Our most gracious and heavenly Father, Lord, we love you. Lord, we just feel your holy presence, dear Lord. It's hard to depart. It's hard to adjourn, dear Lord, when we just feel you working in our lives. But, dear Lord, we know it's just not here at First Pentecostal. We know that you go with us everywhere that we go. And, dear Lord, we thank you for that, dear Lord. May you be within us and guide us and direct us in all this week, in every situation, dear Lord. We ask you to touch our families. Lord, for those that are lost, dear Lord, let them hear your word. Lord, bring them back to that altar of repentance, dear Lord, wherever it is. But, dear Lord, we love and we know time is precious. And, dear Lord, we place every waking thought and every spiritual time in your heart, dear Lord. And we just praise and love you. Lord, we give you all the honor and glory in Jesus' name. And we all say, amen, amen. Praise God. Love each and every one of you. Have a wonderful, wonderful.